Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Friends with Money podcast. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and it's great to be with you once again. At this point, I think everyone's very much aware of the financial situation confronting most of us at the moment, with everything from rising living costs and interest rates to the pretty wild fluctuations we've been seeing in equity markets over the past 6 months or so. It also appears that we're in for more of the same, at least in the short term, which begs our major question for today, which is, how can we put our finances in a position to best withstand this turbulence? Well, that's where our guest for the episode comes in. So today I'm pleased to say that we're joined by journalist and Money Magazine contributor Annette Sampson, who I should say has recently penned an extensive article on this very subject for the August edition of Money Magazine. So Annette, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, look, it's great to be here, Tom.
So perhaps to start us off today, given everything that is going on, is now a good time for people to review their overall financial situation and perhaps even reassess their budgets?
Anytime that things are changing, whether it's in your own life or whether it's something that's happening externally like we're seeing now, is a good chance not to necessarily change everything, but to get back to the basics and just sit down and look at what your plan is, why you've invested in the things you've done, why you've made the financial decisions you have, and whether they still make sense. Now, it's nice to do that at least once a year anyway, but when there's a bit of turbulence around, if nothing else, it's going to bring you peace of mind, because you might even find that you're actually on the right track and you don't need to do a lot.
Well, I guess I'm finding that myself right now, that I definitely need to sit down and kind of bring things back to neutral, so to speak, in terms of my spending and my own budget. But I've also been talking to a lot of people who are thinking about cutting back on their spending at the moment, whether that's, you know, out of necessity or because they're thinking about things to come, you know, aka further inflation in the months ahead. So what are some of the areas or expenses where people could or should be saving money?
Look, I think that's a really valid point. And one of the things that did come up in this article was that it's really good to have an emergency fund in situations like this. Mm. Now, if you don't already have it, it could be, it depends on your own circumstances, but you're really talking about a month or a couple of months worth of income just stored away in case there is something bad ahead. Now, there's obviously places you can cut back. I mean, the discretionary spending, I think we're all still a bit guilty of spending money on things we don't need to.
Absolutely, yes.
But it's also a good time to look at some of those big expenses that you pay every month or every quarter, the regular ones, like your insurance, like your energy bills, those sorts of things, and just make sure you're getting a good deal on them. Now, there are all sorts of comparison websites now where you can easily pop on and just find out whether there are any better deals. I know last time we looked at our insurance, we were able to save a few hundred dollars a year just by changing insurers. So those sorts of things can all add up.
And I guess that applies, you know, for your home loan as well, given rates are, you know, jumping up pretty quickly at the moment.
Definitely your home loan, yes. Again, there's lots of comparison sites there, but there are big differences in some of the home loan rates on offer, and the competition is really quite hot at the moment. So again, shop around, look at whether you should be refinancing, and even if there are still some, it may still make sense for some people to be looking at locking in part of their interest rate so that they're protected from future rate rises.
As I'm sure any investors out there will know, equity markets, as I said in the intro, have been pretty turbulent since the start of the year. So before we get into maybe some of the tips or strategies people can employ, what are the experts that you talk to saying about the market outlook ahead?
basically more of the same. Markets are going to be very volatile until we sort out what's actually going to happen with the economic situation. And there's all these fears of recession or even worse, stagflation, which is a period where inflation is getting out of control and the economy is going into recession at the same time. So there's a lot of nervousness out there. And of course, that means every little bit of news is going to affect share markets.
And kind of moving on to the practical side then, are there any types of shares or other equities that people might want to look at present or perhaps avoid altogether? Or are there, you know, any broader strategies that may be worth employing?
Look, a lot of the people I've been talking to have said in environments like this, if you want to feel a bit more secure with your share investments, it's the boring companies that tend to do better in times of downturns. So we're talking things like companies that are going to sell their products because people have to buy it, things like utilities, energy companies, electrical providers, banks, of course, food retailers, those sorts of things that really aren't affected that much by recessions. And I guess conversely, these sorts of stocks that would be more vulnerable, it's discretionary spending and people can just turn the taps off.
I know that this is something that my dad asked me quite often, but how can retirees or anyone who's looking to retire in the near future who, you know, don't necessarily have the luxury of time or risk on their side, how can they manage the volatility that we're seeing right now?
Look, retirees have had such a hard time over the last few years with interest rates so low. And of course, everyone looks at home loans and says what a great thing it is that interest rates kept going down and down. And it was really tough for retirees. A lot of them had to take on extra risk just to get some income. But one of the strategies a lot of financial planners are using now is what they call buckets, for want of a better term. And it's really this idea of, okay, you're likely possibly going to live for another 15, 20 or more years. So you don't want all your money tied up in cash where it's getting a very poor return. But it's a good idea to have a couple of years' worth of income in a really safe place, in a bucket, if you like, so that that money is safe and then you don't have to worry so much about what's happening with the money that's put away for further down the track. Now, you can have sort of a bucket for immediate spending, but some people are saying, look, then you have a mid-term bucket and then a longer-term bucket. So you can really structure your finances a lot more so the money will be there when you need it.
And I guess one of the points that you hit on in your article, Annette, is that savings, term deposit, you know, deposit account rates in general are starting to tick up again. So it's that opposite relationship to what we've been seeing in recent years with home loan rates. So that will probably come as some relief to retirees on the cash front then, won't it?
Look, it's an enormous relief. But I was talking to someone this morning and the rates that are out there are still below the inflation rate. So we've got to keep that in mind. Yes, nominally, they're a much higher rate than they were. You're talking sort of 2 or 3% now, but it's still a lot less than inflation is at the moment. So it's really a bit of a balancing act between keeping that money safe. You can get a bit more on 12-month term deposits, but of course there are predictions that interest rates are going to go up. So it's quite a different juggling act. But yes, there are better rates out there now for that safe proportion of your money.
Well, this has been a brilliant chat so far, Annette, and I think personally it's always good to have some of these kind of really practical tips to employ. But if you were to leave everyone listening with a final thought or takeaway, what would that be?
Look, it would really be to go back to basics. I think we all tend to get caught up in periods like this a little bit with the panic and the emotion of it. But when we make our financial decisions, we're really sitting down and looking at our circumstances and what we want. And it's really a matter of thinking about why you invested in what you did, whether that is still relevant, whether it's still the right thing to do. And really just going back to those basics and looking at your strategy and what you really want from your finances.
Well, I think it's a wonderful place to leave things off. So Once again, thank you so much for joining us today, Annette. It's been really lovely having you on.
Oh, it was fun, Tom. Thank you.
And you can read Annette's article in all of its glory in this month's edition of Money Magazine, which is currently on sale now. You can also keep up to date with all the latest financial news and views on our website by heading over to moneymag.com.au. Don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the podcast, we'd love for you to share it or recommend it to your own friends or family. Or you can help us out by leaving us a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. And while you're there, hit subscribe and make sure, you know, that you don't miss out on our future episodes. We'd also love to hear from you if you have any questions, comments, or even story ideas. So to send us something our way, make sure you use our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. That's it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast, but we'll be back in your feeds next week. I'm Tom Watson. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.